This morning, we have a guest joining us on our program by phone from our offices in Audubon. Kim Heller joins us this morning. Kim is the director of the Audubon County Memorial Hospital Foundation. Kim, good morning.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for spending a little time with us here on our program this morning. You've been at the job now for, what, about 2 months?
Yep, I started just at the beginning of the year.
Oh, how much have you learned? Has it been just a crash course already?
It has. I was fortunate enough to have a few days of training with an oldie but goodie here with Elena. And, I've kind of been on my own, just figuring things out as I go.
Excellent. Well, before we dive into some of the issues and things going on at the foundation, let's talk a little bit about Kim. Where do you come from?
I grew up in Polk City. I went to North Polk High School and then went to college up in Buena Vista in Storm Lake. I graduated with a degree in exercise science from BV in 2007, and then just moved back home after that, and my husband and I just moved back to Audubon about 4 years ago.
Now you say back to Audubon. Your husband has roots there.
He does. Yep. Matt's from Audubon, born and raised, yeah.
So he probably has told you all kinds of great things about Audubon County over the years.
He has, and I've visited quite a bit.
Family's important.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the opportunity here with the foundation. When this opportunity came up, what were you thinking?
I was excited to get involved with the community, especially with an organization that gives back to healthcare, which is something that I've always been interested in. And working just in the local area is it's a good opportunity for me, I think.
Yeah, and the foundation, of course, helps to support the hospital and a lot of the things that they do. Talk about the hospital setup there. It's changed quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, they have all kinds of specialties, bringing physicians in from different areas. They really offer a lot of services, so that's also been something that I've been excited about to, get the word out as to everything that you can do and what you can see, who you can see here at the hospital.
And, of course, in a support role like yours with the foundation, you get to work very closely, I assume, with a lot of the professionals there?
We work to, get the equipment that they need and new technology. Most recently, we just put forth funds to help contribute in the purchase of a new portable X-ray machine for the radiology department. So that's been something that... as the years have gone on, we've really just helped out those physicians and helped them to carry out their practice.
I think just as important in a small community as the hospital is the foundation arm as well. A lot of the small hospitals in our rural counties here have foundations to help out with fundraising and awareness and all kinds of things that the foundations do. But it just seems like it's so much more visible in a small community.
Yeah. We do host a couple of big events. The Mud Run was kind of our new thing the last couple of years, and we're going to continue that this summer. So I've been getting ready for that already, and that's exciting because you get to work with the Fair Board and other organizations that also just are doing nonprofit, good things for the area.
Are you working on some projects right now? You have some things coming up?
In March 10th, we have a scrub fair that will be held here at the hospital. Also a jewelry fair on March 23rd that will be here in the Education Center in the hospital. And then the next big event would be the golf tournament in June and the Mud Run in July.
You said the scrub fair. What is a scrub fair?
A scrub fair, we work with Best Med Respiratory in Carroll. They bring in, inventory of their scrubs and employees from different hospitals, including our Audubon Hospital, can purchase new workwear right here on site.
It is what I thought it would be then.
Yep. Just like it sounds.
I thought maybe it would be some creative opportunity there, but it is exactly what it sounds like. Very good.
Yep.
Kim, tell us, what's a day like? And there are no average days, no normal days in anything, but what primarily do you do? What are your tasks throughout time here?
Accepting memorial contributions and donations just from, they come in daily from different people that are wanting to honor somebody in the community that maybe has used the hospital or has been admitted to the hospital recently. That's a big part of it. Planning the different events takes up quite a bit of time and trying to get sponsorships and all of that. you know, also just being out in the community and meeting people and thanking them.
Is it kind of an even mix of fundraising and awareness raising?
Yeah, you know, I just finished up with a newsletter, so that, you know, just getting information out so that people are aware of even what's happening, what happens to their donation when it comes into the hospital foundation. So, I would say a good balance between creating awareness and then the fundraising aspect and specifying, you know, where the funds are going to go.
Right. Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork in a job like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there is quite a bit.
There always is. But I want to ask you, though, too, about the importance of foundations. So without foundations, what would the Audubon County Memorial Hospital look like if it didn't have the foundation arm to help with different purchases and things that it needs?
You know, I think this is the mission of the foundation, just, you know, in general, it's creating a charitable, you know, charitable outreach and a place for people that, you know, want to do good and can see the good that a hospital does. You know, healthcare and especially a local hospital is something that you might not realize how important it is until you need it, until they save a life or you know, help somebody out that's close to you. So I, you know, just carrying on that and allowing people an outlet, you know, for a memory and honoring somebody.
We see how easy it seems to be in this day and age for folks just to hop in the car and head somewhere else for whatever they need. And, you know, that sounds fine for your health care until you really need emergency care.
Right, exactly. You know, it sometimes with health care, you're talking about minutes. And when you have a 50-minute drive or a 50-mile drive, you know, to get to the big city, you know, that can really change the outlook of a situation. So it's really important to support the local hospital.
Of course, and quality of life as well. If you're trying to recruit to a small community especially, I know you folks have had some success there recently with some business recruitment initiatives in the county. You know, how much more difficult would that be if you didn't have a viable community hospital right there?
Oh, exactly. You know, and I feel like there's lots of little kids and younger families, you know, myself included, that have come back and have decided to make Audubon kind of our long-term home. And it's definitely, you know, quality health care plays a role in that, you know, keeping people in the community for long periods of time.
Certainly does. Well, of course, a good part of your job is raising funds, but aside from the obvious there, what else can folks in the Audubon community do to help the foundation, which, of course, in turn helps the hospital? What can they do to help continue to move forward?
You know, just using the hospital in general, you know, deciding to stay here instead of going out of town and supporting the hospital. You know, there's a lot of nonprofits in the town of Audubon, and they all support each other, and they all, you know, attend each other's events, and just, you know, keeping up that small community feel is a benefit to everybody here in town.
Absolutely. Well, and from what I understand, you have a family there as well, so that type of thing is very important to you personally.
That's right, yeah. Have a 4.5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we've already used the facilities more than I would like to admit. But, you know, that happens.
Welcome to the wonderful world of young children.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun and kind of learning on the fly, too, which is always fun. That makes the job a lot more exciting.
Yeah, it does. And I have a really great board that I'm excited to work with, and they always are offering me great feedback. And, yeah, it's been a good learning experience, and I'm excited to keep it going here.
You bet. Well, folks wanted to contact someone about, you know, the mission, the things that are going on in the foundation, different events, or perhaps talk about the possibility of some sort of a gift. How would they do that?
You can get online and check out the website. My phone number here at the foundation office is 712-563-2589, and then the foundation email address is just foundation@acmhhosp.org. But again, there's a donation form online at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital website and additional ways, you know, that you can give and to reach us. So,
donations with lots of zeros are always welcome, but any donation is important, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, Kim, thanks so much for your time and continued success. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.